以赛亚书是主耶稣基督降生的之前700年的时候写的一卷书。
The book of Isaiah was written about 700 years before Christ came.
但是在主前700年的时候，他是以赛亚先知是非常精准的把耶稣降生的那个预言讲出来。
Even though it was 700 years ago, but as Isaiah accurately described the arrival of Christ.
讲到有童女怀孕生子。
We talk about a virgin give birth to a son.
讲到有一婴孩为我们而生。
We talk about a son was given.
那其实不单是以赛亚不单是预言了耶稣基督的生。
Not only did Isaiah prophesy about the birth of Christ.
在以赛亚书53章还预言了耶稣基督的死。
On the book, Isaiah 53, he prophesied about the death of Christ.
也是非常精准。
All very accurately.
假如你读以赛亚书53章就知道。
If you read chapter 53, you will agree.
所以经过今天是我们专门讲那个圣诞节的那个经文，所以注重就是第九章的一到七节。
But today, because of Christmas, we want to focus on chapter 9.
这个第九章的一到五节呢，是讲到当时的人对当时的人的应许。
From verse 1 to verse 4 describe the promise that was made to the people at the time.
他说，但那受过苦痛苦的必不再见幽暗。
Those who have been distressed will not see darkness anymore.
这个是一个大对当时的人的应许。
That's a promise to the people of the time.
请大家特别注意，但那受过痛苦的。
Those who have been suffered distress.
那个意思就是说，受过痛苦的，这是过去的一个情况。
Those in the past that have suffered distress.
他必不再见幽暗。
They will not experience darkness anymore.
然后第二节讲到在黑暗中走的百姓看见大光，在死荫之地的人有光照耀他们。
People in darkness have seen a great light, and people who live in the walk in the path of darkness, a light has dawned.
第三就是应许他们要欢喜，像有收割的人欢喜。
The verse 3 talk about they will rejoice, people who are rejoiced for the harvest.
第四节呢特别提到他们所负的重轭肩头上的杖并西亚他们的棍都已经折断了。
Verse 4 talk about the burden that they bear, the rod on their shoulder, and the rod that's on them, God will remove.
然后第五节是应许那些战士那个受了伤的战士啊，他们在不必要再打仗了。
And verse 5 talk about the war with these for the warriors.
然后第六节就提到因有一婴孩为你们而生。
And then verse 6
为我们而生。
Talk about a child was born.
这个前面呢，五节里面呢，其实是一个对当时的人的一个应许。
First five verses is about a promise to the people of the time.
但是突然间呢，到第六节了，就好像突然间就讲到将来的事了。
And then verse 6 turn to the future.
这是一个关于弥赛亚的预言。
The prophecy of Messiah is proclaimed.
那这一到五跟第六节、第七节它有什么的关系呢？
So what is the relation between verse 1 to 5 and 6?
其实呢，这个就刚才我特别提到了，那受跟那个受过痛苦这个观念有关的。
You talk about people who are under stress, it's all related to them.
那很多时候我们都有经验。
We all have the same experience.
一个痛苦的事情过去了，不等于它完全过去的。
When something stressful happened to you, it seldom completely passed.
这个圣经以赛亚先知呢，其实是特别提醒当时的人。
Isaiah was reminding the people of the time.
不错，神 是眷顾他们当时的那种痛苦。
It's true that God cares about your distress.
他们经过了黑暗了。
You walked through darkness.
他们经过了挣扎了。
You went through wars.
他们经过了那种被压逼不得自由的那种情况了。
You experienced oppression and lack of freedom.
但是这个不等于在我们人生里面再没有这种的情况出现。
He did not promise that these would stop.
那事实上是这样。
That is the truth. That's the fact.
世界的历史里面有多少时间是平安的呢？
How many times in human history do we experience peace?
在我们的人生，我们所看到的那种人间的情况里面呢，有多少时间在这个世界是完全没有痛苦的呢？
How many times in our lifespan do we see peace on earth?
这是经常有的事。
These are happening all the time.
那除了那种经常有的不断发生的那种痛苦之外呢？
The suffering that keep repeat and repeat itself.
其实受过痛苦的人呢，他本身还不断的被那个受过痛苦的事情呢所缠绕。
Very often people who experience suffering continue to be bothered by them.
啊，我不晓得大家有没有这种经验。
I don't know whether you have a similar experience.
啊。有时候我们觉得，哎呀，这个事情过去了啊，就会过去了。
Sometimes we say I'm glad the thing is over，
但其实也不是啊。
It never quite over。
我们中国的教会就是面对这种情况。
Very often the Chinese church had the same experience。
我们以为了那个文化大革命的时候过去了。
When we say the Cultural Revolution is over，
教会的受害过去了。
The persecution of the church is ended.
那个基督徒呢，从后来我们发觉了有一段的长的时间呢，好像好自由的来做各样的事情。
Now we feel that we have freedom to do whatever the church wants to do.
但你发觉现在又好像那种情况又出现了。
Now we realize that the same persecution repeat itself.
最初我们以为浙江省那个菜十字架是某个局部的一种情况。
When we heard about they take out the cross from the steeple, we thought this is a regional.
并不是那个全国的政策。
Not a whole country policy.
有些基督徒呢，还为这个政权来辩护。
A lot of Christians speak up for the government.
但现在我们发觉不是啊。
Now we realize
这个事情呢，就变得好普遍了。
The persecution is actually very prevalent.
所以痛苦的事情呢，又好像再回来了。
All the suffering is returning to the Chinese church.
其实世界的情况就是这样。
This is always the case in the world.
然后再讲我们所经过的那种痛苦。
Then we experience
personal suffering. 或是走过的黑暗。
We went through
受过人的欺负藐视。
We have been looked down upon by other people.
曾经受过的伤。
We are wounded before.
其实那个阴影呢，也是常常在我们的内心。
The shadow of these wounds are always in our heart.
有没有这个情况？
Is that what you experience?
你受过伤的时候，
When you were wounded,
你就不愿意再碰那种冲突了。
You want to avoid confrontation.
你变得好，好顺服。
You tend to be a bit more.
什么都算了。
You forget.
就人生里面再没有什么。什么理想了？
You lost your idea.
没有觉得有什么事情要那么重要，要去争取的。
They really seem like nothing is worth the struggle anymore.
那种锐气啊都没有。
You lost your momentum.
你说没有锐气不是很好吗？
Is it better?
天下不是太平了吗？
Is it not better to live a peaceful life?
不是的。
But that is not the case.
好像一个镰刀啊，这个刀你要收割的时候。
When a harvesting a knife becomes dull，
你要收割那个庄稼了。
When you try to harvest with the knife，
那你那个刀一定要好锐利，好有能够才能够收割啊。
You really need a sharp equipment to do a good job。
假如你都这个锋刃都没有了，你都没有不够怎么说？你根本割不到那个东西。
When your equipment loses sharp edge, it's not very useful。
我们人生都是很多事情呢，都有这种情况。
We experience similar experience.
什么都没有意思了。
When everything become meaningless.
你知道英国的这个哀莫大于心死啊，就是这个意思啊。
The greatest suffering.
人生再没有什么重要的事。
When you feel like there's nothing more important in our life.
就是经过征战、受过伤害的人的一种后遗的情况。
That is very often the result of people who experience great suffering.
经过困难的人、受过痛苦的人，他们对人生有好多的怀疑。
They begin to have a lot of doubt about the worthiness of life.
你说怀疑没有什么啊？怀疑就是保护自己的一种方法。
So you need some doubt to protect yourself in life.
好像我爸爸从小就教我怀疑的了。
My father told me since I was young to be
very. 你不要那么随便来相信人啊。
Don't easily trust people.
怀疑好不好呢？
Doubting people is a good thing.
你知道好多家庭的问题、婚姻的问题都是出于怀疑。
You know, a lot of family problems are originated because of doubt.
你愿意跟一个怀疑的人生活在一起吗？
Would you like to live with a very doubtful person?
只要你对人生都是充满怀疑的话呢，那个是很可悲的事情。
If you question everything in life, that is a tragedy.
所以呢，这个都是就负面的一种情况。
This very negative view of life.
他们走过黑暗了。
The Israelites
走过痛苦了。
They experienced the suffering.
但是生命还是在一种的迷失当中。
They now still live in despair.
还是不能够释放。
They cannot overcome.
所以呢，以赛亚先知呢，是在他们走过痛苦之后。还带他们更高层次的一种盼望。
Now Isaiah, after they experience suffering, want to raise them to a higher ground.
你知道什么是圣诞节那个婴孩所带给我们的救恩吗？
You know what is the salvation brings by the?
我不晓得你们在你内心里面所领受的救恩是个怎么样的一个救恩。
What type of salvation do you receive in the depth of your heart?
婴孩带给我们的救恩是不单把我们带离开痛苦压逼那种伤害。
The Christmas baby not only bring us our suffering and pain,
他还帮助我们来扫除那些从受苦、征战、伤害所带来的种种的那些负面的影响。
You know, it also should eliminate all the consequences of the suffering that you experience.
那今天呢，我们就特别来注意这方面。
So I want to focus on this part of the message.
第一
，first，
婴孩所带来的那个救恩
，the salvation bring about by the birth of the Christmas baby，
不单从罪恶中来拯救我们
，not only save us from the sin，
从人生的伤痛中来救拔出来。
Save us from the womb and the suffering of life.
你知道救恩最荣誉、最荣耀的事情是什么吗？
What is the most glorious part of our salvation?
是我们能够成为神的儿女啊。
It's because we can become children of God.
这是一个尊贵的身份。
Now it's a very noble status that we have.
这个是很重要的一个救恩。
This is a very important salvation.
那些不再有任何的那种负面的那种影响在我们生命里面。
With that, you should not have any more negative consequence of your life suffering.
我曾经有一个刚搬在我离开这个 Chinatown 的我的 office， 从 Chinatown 搬到那个 Flushing 的时候。
When I first moved my office from Chinatown to Flushing.
因为那个九一一之后啦，那个整个情况呢，新移民的慢慢都移到那个发省去了。
After September 11, a lot of new immigrants moved to Russia.
现在也在还在改变之中。
Now it's still also changing.
假如你在 Chinatown 的话呢，现在跟以前的 Chinatown 是不同了。
If you know Chinatown, you know the Chinatown is very different now than before.
它不一定变得更坏、更不好。
Doesn't mean it got worse.
这是不同了。
But it's different.
很多中国人慢慢移走。
A lot of Chinese left Chinatown.
好多专业人士就搬进去了。
Actually, a lot of professionals.
其实那个不，现在的好还有好多的空的那个铺垫的位置。
Right now there is actually a lot of vacancy in the stores.
因为呢，它的租金还没有减。
Because the rent is still very high.
但是整个人口都改变。
But the population there has changed.
那当我去搬到那个复兴的时候
，After I moved to Flushing.
因为要打开一个新的工作、新的局面呢。
Because I want to start a new business or new situation.
那我就开始做一些宣传的工作。
So I begin to marketing what we plan to do.
那我就请一个电台的 DJ 来访问我关于复兴的工作。
So I have somebody interview me for the radio about our work in Russia.
那个 DJ 呢就跟我就不是完全陌生，他还是有些交情。
DJ is somebody I know.
那他就跟我随便的跟我开玩笑。
So we have casual conversation.
他说老牧师，你年轻的时候，你年轻的朋友全部都发了财了其实是猜想的啦。
He was just making a casual comment that most of your old friends are all rich now.
你们全部都发了财了，你有后悔你奉献做牧师吗
？Do you regret for the full-time Christian service?
然后我不舍他为什么提到后悔做牧师。
I wonder why you ask me. Do you regret God came to Christian service?
就是说，他牧师跟发财的好像有些冲突的。
Because when you are a pastor, you never get rich.
那这是好多人对牧师对传道人一种看法。
That's what a lot of people think. The pastor should never be rich.
所以都是穷传道啊，穷牧师。
That's why he's always poor. Pastor,
其实也不一定的
but that is not the case.
不过当时他有这种观念
but that's what everybody thinks.
那当时我就也跟他开玩笑
so I was joking.
人不是玩笑是真实的事情
I was speaking the truth.
我说其实你的猜想可能有些距离啊
but I think your assumption might be a bit off.
我的同年龄的人呢，他们有没有发财，我不知道。
I'm not sure whether all the people I grew up with.
但我知道我不穷啊。
But I know I'm pretty well off.
我说那个时候大概是2002年的时候。
That's year 2002.
那角圣刚刚已经做了二十年的工作了。
Harold Crusade has been for 20 years. Okay.
其实经过我的手那个签名啊，那个开出的支票啊，那个去用的支票啊，我想那时候已经超过1000万了。
I'm writing over.
我想一两千万都有。
Ten million dollars of check for Harold Crusade every year.
就说我不一定要用我的钱，我拥有多少钱，我才是算是富足的。
I don't need to be how much money I own to indicate I'm rich.
我最重要就是我能够来用那些钱来做些好应该做的事情。
Important thing that so much went through my hand to accomplish good things.
我觉得我的生命是丰富的。
I feel my life is very rich.
Hallelujah.
所以我不觉得我是穷的。
I never felt I'm in poverty.
虽然呢，我在角圣这个开始的时候，我都没有给自己一个薪水的，有钱我才有嘛。
Actually, I never received regular salary. Harold would say.
不穷啊。
I don't feel.
我觉得我们基督徒应该有一种的对自己有一种看法。
We must have a certain view on ourselves.
我们不是那么比较那么悲情的这种情况。
In compared to other people, we are not worse.
好像我刚才提到现在那个中国大陆一些被迫害的教会。
Before I mentioned about the persecution in China.
最近就有个消息出来，在成都好像有一个秋雨的教会了，他100多人就被抓了。
In one of the news, in one of the city, 100 Christians was put in jail.
那个牧师也被抓了
，including the pastor.
其实那个牧师被抓了好几次。
Oh, actually, he was being captured. So
这是超过我们所想
，these are some
想象的
，some never occurred to us.
我们以为这种宗教的迫害呢，是在乡下乡村呢，那些没有知识的干部啊，才会做的事情。
We always thought only in the remote countries that they persecute the Christian, not in big cities.
那在成都这个大的城市里面都会发生。
But in that great city of Chengdu, it happened.
然后呢，那个牧师叫王怡。
It's Pastor Wang over there.
他写了几个字啊，我觉得我很受感动的。
I was very touched by one sentence that he wrote.
他说这个政权呢、啊。 可以使我妻离子散。
He said the regime can break my family.
身败名裂。
And take away my reputation.
家破人亡。
And broke my family.
然而他没有办法要我的放弃我的信仰。
But he can never let me give up my faith.
这是他是用他的见证来来面对那种他没有办法来抗拒的那种集权的统治。
He used his testimony to fight against something that he really cannot fight against.
他对在面对那些强权的时候，他是还是有尊严的。
When he faced this absolute regime, he stand with dignity.
还是勇敢的。
He is still brave.
我觉得这是个神的儿女的那种的应该有的那种态度。
This is what God's children should have.
在历史历代以来也是这样。
Throughout history, that is always the case.
这个基督教基督徒在历史历代以来都是被糟蹋的，都是被逼害的。
Throughout history, Christians were always being persecuted.
但是基督徒，要真正生命的基督徒，他们确实能够站立起来的。
But those true Christians, they always stand firm.
我昨天礼拜六啊，昨天我就跟一个跟常常跟国内有做生意的一位弟兄来交谈。
Yesterday I was talking with a brother who do business in China.
他就告诉我一件事情。
He told me this thing.
他说在文化大革命那段的期间。
He said during the time of Cultural Revolution.
那个时间的基督徒啊，能够数出来的基督徒已经不多了。
There's really not too many Christians that you can count on.
只有八十几万。
He commented that there may be 80,000 people of Christian there.
然后呢，经过文化大革命之后
，But after the Cultural Revolution,
据的估计只要剩下了20万。
The estimate there may be 20,000 people left.
而且是转到地下了。
But they also went underground.
那时候我们都听说有些连圣经都没有了。
We heard about back then there no Bible in church.
都被烧了。
All the Bible being burned.
然后基督徒还要手抄圣经啊，记得吗？那段时间
，they were trying to copy by hand.
但是他告诉我
，and he told me,
那20万的基督徒
，those 200,000 Christians,
就是这20万的基督徒
，these 200,000 Christians.
他说今天
，today,
中国最保守的估计
，the most even most low estimate,
有7000万的基督徒。
Yeah,
7000万的基督徒，这个是从20万的基督徒那种的坚强，他们的那种对信仰的执着所产生出来这个荣耀的见证。
From 200,000 to 770 million Christians, these are their testimony.
这就是神的儿子救恩所带给属神的人那种尊严刚强。
This is the dignity, the strength that comes from the birth of the church.
救恩所带给我们的是一个尊严，一个神儿子的地位。
The salvation brings us dignity, the status of the Son of God.
这个是救恩所带给我们。
This is what our salvation gives us.
救恩所带给我们的不单经过黑暗
，not only it help us went through the dark times.
不单不再生活在那种黑暗罪恶里面
Now we no longer live in darkness.
我们还甚至可以成为
光 We can even become the light.
这个明白吗？我们不单经过了个环境上的黑暗
Is that clear? We not only went through the darkness.
我们这个人还可以成为一个亮光
We ourselves, we become light.
我们就是世界的光
We are the light of the world
这是圣经救恩所带给我们的那个非常有价值的一个人生的一个内涵、啊、
This is one of the very meaningful content that comes from being saved
一些真正的基督徒
Those who are true Christians
他能够带给他们周围的人一些盼望
They bring hope to people around him
我不晓得你们有这个这样的一个素质呢
？Do you have that quality？
这种救恩有没有临到你的身上
？That salvation comes to you。
当你走进一个 悲伤迷失的人的身边的时候，我们是否能够带给他们有亮光？
When you run into people who are in suffering, do you give them light?
那当然了，我们都很惭愧，我们的亮光带给这个世界的亮光啊，我们不是说不是那么的明显。
Of course, we are very short because our lives are very often very.
这个我们需要努力的地方。
We need something we got to work on.
我自己做个小小的见证。
Let me give you a short a testimony.
当我信主之后
，After I believe，
其实我还是受到我没有信主的时候那种。那种的生命的一种情况的影响。
I was still very much affected by my old way of life.
那时候呢，初信主那时候。
When I'm a new Christian.
这种人生还是不确定的。
I wasn't sure of a lot of things.
还是迷失的。
I still felt lost.
还是好多怀疑的。
I still have a lot of doubt.
不是单单怀疑别人，也怀疑自己。
Not only do I doubt other people, I
我能够经过吗？
Can I get through?
我因为我从小了，我爸爸就离开世界了。
My father died when I was very young.
所以我好羡慕啊，那些生在基督徒家里的、接受很好栽培的那些传道人牧师的。
So I always envy people who grew up in a Christian family.
我见到一位牧师，他中英文都很好。
I know a Chinese pastor who are good in Chinese.
要懂得弹琴，又懂得作曲。
He can compose song, he can play piano.
这个各方面都非常优秀的。
He is so good at many things.
因为他生于一个非常好的基督教的家庭。
He grew up from a very healthy Christian family.
我觉得我自己什么都没有。
I thought I had nothing.
我记得我接到消息，我爸爸离开世界那天。
When I heard the news, my father had passed away.
我一个人是那个时候十五岁吧。
I was maybe 15.
我一个人。
I was by myself.
就赶到医院里面了。
I went to the hospital.
爸爸已经离开他的病床了。
They already took him off the bed.
然后呢，我看到这个病床的旁边那个桌子呢，就放下一个手表。
I saw there's a watch by the night table.
大概那些护士都很好哈，就留下一个手表在那边了。
The nurse was very kind. They left his watch.
那他这就是我爸爸留给我的那个纪念品。唯一的一个纪念品。
That was the thing that my father left for me.
所以这个青少年的时代啦，都没有受到好的一种教育，一种好的照顾。
So when in my youth, I never experienced a good family.
我爸爸还遗传给我一样东西，就是赌博。
My father also gave me another habit, that's gambling.
他常常那时候常到澳门呢。那时候澳门就好出名了，是开赌好出名了。
He was very frequent at the gambling house.
所以呢，我从小我就没有一个好的栽培。
So I did not really receive a very good.
就算信了耶稣之后
，After I become a Christian,
都还是好像坐在黑暗里面一样。
I thought I was still situated in darkness.
所以那个时候呢，常常唱一首歌。
I often sing a song.
然后已经信主了。
I'm already a believer.
我唱什么歌呢
？What song did I sing?
我说天父是否仍然看顾我了
？Is our my heavenly Father still watching over me?
有没有唱这首歌啊
？Have you sing that song?
天父是否仍然看顾我？这是一个问号啊
！This is a question. Is my heavenly Father still watching over me?
不过这首歌很好，它的副歌很好。
But the refrain is the agent.
他必看顾，他必看顾。
Surely he is watching over.
这首歌就带我经过这黑暗的日子。
That song helped me go through that darkness.
我是好感恩的。
I am so grateful.
在这个基督徒的路上，慢慢慢慢成长。
In this Christian journey, gradually I grow.
那今天呢
？And today,
我可以有个好大的改变。
I have experienced a transformation.
就是说我不单走出了原则上啊大体上啊我是走出了黑暗。
Not only did I in general walk past the darkness.
我对人生不会像以前那么怀疑了。
I'm not doubtful or lying.
我还可以带着信心来向前走。
By faith, I can move forward.
我常常对自己说，
I often tell myself,
我今天不仅仅来做些工作。
I'm not only going to do work today.
我不单来完成一些责任、一些任务。
Not only just do my responsibility.
我求神帮助我做一件事。
I ask God to help me do what.
来做个见证。
So I can testify.
告诉我身边的人。
Tell people around me,
告诉我的同工
my co-worker,
告诉我身边的牧师传道
all the pastors who are around,
我们不一定要守住目前的情况的
we don't need to just hold on to what we have
我们可以继续不断地向前走的
we must move forward
我们是有能力可以突破我们的处境的
we have the ability to break through
假如你有机会研究角声的事工你就看到一个不断向前不断向前的
you have a chance to look at Herald Crusade you see we have many breakthrough
其实人生里面有好多的情况都可以成为亮光
many things in our life can give us light
好像我刚才讲那个王怡牧师我不认识他的、啊、
他
我是从微信看到的
I mentioned to you, although I don't know him personally.
他的生命就是一个亮光。
His life is a light.
他不但走出了黑暗。
Not only did he went out of darkness.
他还可以成为黑暗中的人的亮光。
He become a light in darkness.
我是可以在苦难中，在强权中能够站立得住的。
Not only did he stand under oppression and under suffering.
我们的救恩
，our salvation.
圣诞节
，Christmas.
婴孩。
The birth,
所带来的救恩
the birth of the
是个这样的救恩
in that salvation,
有神儿子的地位
we become the children of God,
我们自己可以成为亮光可以照亮我们身边的人
we can become light to shine on people around us
还有我们不单是自由的
not only do we receive freedom,
我们的轭压制我们的轭已经断了
The yoke that has burdened us is broken.
那些棍、那些杖已经断了。
The rod is broken.
我们不再受罪，不再受那种世界上许多的那种情况所辖制了。
We are no longer under the bondage of the world.
那在保罗的书信里面
，In Paul's letter.
有一句这样的话，《哥林多后书》四章七节。
He said in Second Corinthians.
他说我们这个瓦器
He said, the our clay
里面是有宝贝的
the treasure in that
读过那段圣经没有
vessel clay.
我们有宝贝在我们这个瓦器里面
There is a treasure in that clay vessel.
这意思就是说我是脆弱的
even though I'm a fragile vessel,
我是没有能力的
I have no strength on my
但是却有宝贝在我的生命里头
There is precious treasure in within me.
让我可以有能力来承担超过我们所能够承担的任务。
I will give me strength to do beyond what I can do.
这个是一个非常宝贵的信仰。
This is a precious belief.
尤其是我们年纪大的时候。
Especially for the elderly.
哎呀，我们不会觉得这就是年轻人做的事情。
Very often we say this is for the young people.
我们年纪大了。
We are old.
不能做什么。
And not much we can do.
我曾经有过这样的一个想法。
This is something that I thought before.
其实不一定的。
Actually, that's.
我曾经我六十几岁了，我就开始预备啊。前几年我已经把好多的工作交给我的同工了。
When I was in my 60s, I began to get a lot of my responsibility to my coworkers.
但是我师母常常说你说半退休了，其实你比以前更忙。但是我觉得其实这种的生命
this kind of life,
神创造我们这个生命
the life God has given to us,
只要我们愿意依靠他，只要我们这是勇敢的继续向前走的话，远远超过我们所能够做的。
If only we trust him, if we bravely walk forward, we will do beyond what we are able to do.
其实我现在做的事是真的是我可以算不有完全超过我的能力所能够承担。
Everything I'm doing now is way beyond my nature.
一个礼拜里面，有时候要预备两三天的讲道。
I have to preach several times.
我还是早生的总干事。
I'm still the chief CEO at Herald Crusade.
这个早生的事工不单单是 New York.
The Herald Crusade mission not only in New York.
New York 已经有四个 center 了。
We have four centers in New York.
还有全这个北美。
And in the North America.
还有欧洲。
And Europe.
还有澳洲。
Australia.
还有中国的儿童村。
And then there's China.
这个都是事工，不一定是我做，但是我必须要跟同工要讨论事情。
These are work that I supervise.
经济每个月的经济
，the financial burden，
压力不容易啊。
This pressure are very great.
还是要造就同工，帮助同工。
I still to build up my co-worker help.
哎呀，真的不容易。
It's something beyond what.
这还要写社论
，and I got to write articles.
我对自己的要求也高，我希望这个社论应该是一个，就是有新的看见才好，否则是何必要写了。
I also have high standard for myself. I want to write something new, so that.
但是我其实这个完全超过我的能力所能做。
These are way beyond my ability to do.
但是我觉得又就是每年每个月每个星期就这样过了。
Yet every month, every year, I'm doing.
这个月底我还要去德州，要负责一个专题，要花好多时间预备。
This week I have to go to Texas to prepare a special topic.
但是我发觉，当我愿意走上去的时候
，But when I find that I'm willing to obey,
是可以的。
It will happen.
我不晓得我现在里面的身体的状况怎么样。
I don't know how's my own actual physical condition.
没有人可以说你。怎么样的啊
？Nobody can say what.
可能你明天检查出来就有问题了。
Maybe tomorrow go to the doctor and find big problems.
不过呢，我到现在为止我是可以做，我应该没有到今天为止了，我还可以承担这些工作。
But up to today, I feel quite competent to take the burdens.
我前几天去我的心脏的那个医生帮我做例行的检查。
The other day I have a routine doctor check up on my.
他还告诉我件事，他说。你的心脏比以前更好。
说
机器怎么会这样的
呢？
怎么会这样的呢？越多工作就越好，有没有这样的情况
了？
哈利路亚！哈利路亚！
那完全是有的。
That's the case。
好像你这力上加力嘛
，strength upon strength。
那个骨质疏松的人呢、啊，那个医生就会叫你拿些重的东西来做运动的。
He gave you some weight to try out。
你做运动了，你就越做就越有能力啊。
More weight you lift, the healthier you become。
我这十几年前了，我就开始了，早上有一个星期有四个早上了。我就五点多我就起来，现在都是一样。
At least 4 days a week I wake up.
那时候我就对自己说
，I tell myself，
我说假如我睡那么少，会影响我的身体了
？I wondered why I've been not sleeping.
会不会影响我的健康了
？My health been affected.
但是工作那么多，担子那么大
，We have got so much to do. The burden is so heavy.
我觉得我不祷告，我不晓得怎么来经过啊。
I realize if I don't pray, how can I win?
每个月单单经济啊，几十万啊。
Every month I got so much financial burden.
你一个月好快就过去了。
And every month comes so quickly.
这个经济的情况不是你想想办法就可以有经济的来源的。
You know, you can think of something and you have source for your financial.
所以我想，假如我不祷告，我怎么过啊
？I say, if you don't pray, how am I going to?
所以我就凭信心。
So every day by faith,
我就五点多起来，六点钟就回到 office 里面祷告了。
I wake up at 5 and I went to pray in my office at 6.
十多年了。
For over a decade.
还可以啊。
Everything went through.
我觉得这个是从神创造我们的时候。
This is when God designed us.
那加上那个救恩所带来的那个宝贝。
Plus the extra treasure that we got from salvation.
我们是有。能力可以承担责任。
We have the strength.
不要怕。
Carry the burden. Do not be afraid.
不要被那些征战、那些伤害、那些那个重恶所经过的那些事情来影响了我们今天的生活。
Don't let your past suffering, past pain affect your life today.
所以在圣诞节里面呢，我希望我们重新来思想这个救恩。是个怎么样的救恩
？On this Christmas, I want you to think about what the salvation means to you.
我们不要拿这个救恩的一半呢、啊。
Don't just take half the salvation.
我们不要拿这个救恩的十分三啊，十分二啊，不要这样。
Don't just take three tenths of the salvation.
神给我们的救恩是一个丰富的救恩。
God gave us an abundant salvation.
我们可以全数来支取的。
We should take the whole thing.
还有一个非常好的一个。这个经文的有个字是非常好的。
There's another scripture which is very precious.
他说，有婴孩为我们而生。
A child was born.
有一子是给我们。
A child is given.
这位婴孩是赐给我们的。
A son is given.
这个救恩不是我们来努力来争取的。
It's not something we struggle to gain.
不是用我的好行为去争取的。
It's not depend on our good work.
不是用我的这个宗教的虔诚来争取的。
It does not depend on how devotion you are.
不是用我的努力，不是用我的金钱来争取的。
Not by your struggle or your personal wealth.
这样的一个宝贵的救恩是赐给我们的。
This precious salvation is given to you.
只要我们用信心领受
，All we have to do is receive by faith.
那个丰富的救恩会临到
，This abundant salvation will come.
有一子赐给我
，A son is given.
你知道这个赐那个重点在哪里
？When he said given, what was the emphasis?
好多人不太明白
A lot of people do not understand.
他觉得在救恩里面呢、我必须努力才有意思
I must struggle and fight
假如我什么都去走到上帝那里祷告的话就没有意思了
If I just go there and pray before God may not be meaningful
所以呢他觉得救恩呢神的恩典是好的
Many people say the great.
不过啦，我应该尽我自己的责任。
But also I have to do my part.
这个听起来是很好的。
It seems right.
那我也这样来赞成了。
I also agree.
在世界上啊，有些事情啦。
There are many things in the world.
是我们做得到的事情，我们应该努力来做。
There are things that is our responsibility that we must do.
或者说我们做得到，我不能做事情，我们可以依靠朋友一起来做。
I will often say things that we cannot do by ourselves.
这个都是很好的。然后呢，我再做不到了，我就依靠上帝了。
The things that I cannot do, then maybe I depend on God.
这个是应该的。
It seems right.
所以呢，这个很多基督徒啊
，That's why a lot of Christians.
我们的信仰呢是只是一个功能性的信仰。
Very often our faith is very functional.
我做得到的我自己做。
I do what I can do.
我做不到的我靠朋友来做。
Whatever I need help, I ask my friend.
我靠朋友做不到了，然后我就求上帝来帮助。
When anything beyond my friend,
我在说这个没有错。
This is not wrong.
但是这个救恩有一个的非常重要的观念啊。
But this is something very important in our faith.
它不是功能性的。
It's not just function.
不是为我们解决问题的。
Not only just to solve our problem.
这个救恩神给我们救恩一个非常重要的一个观念啊。
One of the very important things that's the
就是关系的建立。
That is to have a relationship.
他赐给我们。
He gave us.
是他甘愿的赐给我们。
He willingly gave to us.
在那种赐与受的过程里面，我们跟上帝建立一个关系。
From his giving and our receiving.
我举个例子，大家就明白了。
Let me give you an example.
那我有时候啊，大部分的两个孙子孙女呢，都是师母看的。
Very often my grandchildren are watch my.
不，有时候我是帮帮忙。
哎呀 ，help out sometimes.
那我帮忙的时候呢，有时候啊，通常都是我儿子回家，我师父回家的那段时间。
Usually when my son comes home at that short time.
有些时候呢，我发觉了我的儿子回来的时候。
When I see when my son comes.
好自然的。
Very naturally.
他就坐下来。
He sat down.
就把他的鞋子出去。
He took off his shoes.
然后呢，就伸出他的脚来。
And he raised put his leg.
那当他伸出脚来的时候呢
？Put his leg out.
我的大的孙子啊，三岁多。三岁多啊
，My oldest grandson
就跑去了，就把他的袜子呢就除掉了，跟他除袜子。这个三岁多的孩子了，是孙子了，就很容易就除出来了。然后呢，举起他的左脚了。
And he raised his left.
轮到那个小孙女了。
And then there's a little girl.
还没有到两岁啊。
Maybe not quite 2 years.
那他就帮爸爸除袜子。
And then he took, oh, yeah.
但是看很多时候都除不到的，除就是不能够做到，怎么拉都拉不出来。
He had a lot of difficulty.
拉不出来了。爸爸也没有骂他了，当然了。那么不好啊，不会的。爸爸是就是叫那个他的哥哥啊，我的孙子啊，就帮妹妹，帮妹妹来去拉。
And he tell the older son to help your sister.
哎呀，大侄孙子就去拉了。
So the grandson.
所以两兄妹就帮爸爸拉袜子。
So together they pull the sack.
但是用力太大了，两个人嘛，用力太大了。
They often they pull so hard.
这两个人倒下去了。
没有会拖大。
哎呀，我看到那个情况了，大家都笑起来了。
So make me laugh.
哎呀，我就感觉到一件事情。
And I felt something.
有时候我们要做些什么。
Very often we want to do.
上帝要我们做些什么。
God wants us to do a task.
有时候跟那个做不做得到根本没有太大的关系。
Whether we finish or accomplish or not, not doesn't matter.
就是在那种过程里面
in that process,
我们工作的过程里面
in a world of,
彼此帮助的过程里面
when we help each other,
就产生一种宽乐一种开心的情况
there's joy that comes from, being helped.
同样一样
Same thing.
有些事情其实我们都做得到的
Very often, a lot of things we can accomplish.
你知道好多不是基督徒的人啊
there are a lot of non-Christians.
他们都做到好多事情啊
They do so many,
他们经过痛苦啦、啊、他们经过的那种态度啊其实比好多基督徒都好乐观啊
They went through a lot of suffering yet they stay very optimistic
那有些经过那种这种没有信主的人呢、啊、他们都有好多的办法好多的能力做到一个很好的结果的事情啊
A lot of non-Christians have extraordinary ability to accomplish things
所以好多人都觉得我不需要信仰我不需要敬畏上帝我都可以做好多的事情
That's why a lot of people I don't need God to accomplish
那这一切都是我的努力所做产生出来的
These are all the results of my own hard work
啊，我当然不完全赞同啊，这个人力啊还是有好多限制
I don't agree completely butBecause there are still a lot of limitations to our ability.
但就算我们做得到
even if we can accomplish them,
其实我们去到神的面前
the truth is when we come before God,
领受他的恩典
when we receive his grace,
是让他甘心乐意给我们
the grace that he willingly gives us,
因为他透过这样的一个过程
through that process,
我们他给我们他赐给我们
he、
我们用信心去领受
by faith we receive it
在这个过程中
in that process
那种关系就建立起来
a relationship is established
我不晓得在我们当中有没有这种要靠自己的努力来生活的人
how many of you are depending on your own hard work
我觉得没有问题
this is okay
你仍然可以用你的能力去杀出一条血路出来
Use your ability to open a bloody path
你可以用你的能力去完成好多的任务
Use your ability to accomplish a lot of things
我只是想说
But I want you to tell you
何必呢
Why so hard? Why?
何必呢
Why?
有一位慈爱的天父
He is a gracious heavenly father
他愿意透过他给我们的恩典
Through His grace to us,
来跟我们建立一个关系。
He want to establish a relationship with you.
其实救恩就是这么一回事。
This is salvation.
有一子赐给我们。
A son is given.
在那个赐跟领受的过程中
，in that given and that receiving,
我们享受上帝的恩典。
We experience His grace.
我们享受。人生的种种的那种平安
We experience peace in life
这不否定我们的努力
We do not deny our own struggle
我们应该努力
We should
但是也不否定上帝的恩典
But do not forget God's grace
我觉得这是圣诞节给我们一个非常好的一个消息
Amen, Amen
神的救恩是完全超过我们所想
God's salvation is way beyond what we thought.
来扫除我们在人生里面种种苦难所带来负面的那种影响。
It eliminates all the negative aspects of our life experience.
我们是上帝的儿女。
We are children of God.
我们是世界的光。
We are the light of the world.
我们有宝贝在我们的生命中，让我们可以承担各样的责任。
There is treasure in our life that enable us to take a lot of burden.
我们可以凭着信心来到神的面前。
By faith we can come before.
存着感恩的心。
With grateful heart.
领受他所赐的。
We can receive what he gives us.
给他建立一个美好的父亲跟孩子的关系。
To have a good have father and son relationship.
希望大家有一个美好的圣诞节。
I wish you a merry Christmas.
我们一起低头祷告。
Let's pray.
亲爱的天父，感谢你自己的应许。
Thank you, Heavenly Father, for your many promises.
你应许我们，只是用简单的信心就可以跟你建立一个美好的关系。
You say by simple faith we can establish relationship with you.
主啊，求你帮助我们在人生的路上。
As we walk through the path of life,
我们愿意这样简单的来信靠你。
We will come simply trusting in you.
求主帮助我们。
Father, help us.
能够百分之百的领受那婴孩主耶稣所带给我们的救恩。
That we will receive 100% salvation come from the Christmas baby.
主帮助我们。
Father, help us.
随听我们祷告。
Hear our prayer.
奉耶稣基督的圣名。
We pray in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen.